This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14th, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Next item on the agenda, election of officers. The first of those would be the election of the chairman. Commissioner Weintraub.
I've got a nomination. Before I do that, I really do want to echo what the vice chairman just said. You know, it's interesting, as some of you know, I've known Bob for many, many years, but it's different when you work with somebody day in and day out. You find out things about them that you never would know just from seeing them socially. I found out, for example, that Bob has this meticulous attention to detail. That you know you wouldn't find out about somebody when you're ordering food in a restaurant, but there is really no aspect of this agency's functioning that Bob hasn't rolled up his sleeves and tried to delve into the weeds and figure out exactly how it works and how we can make it work better. And I think that the agency is working better in a lot of ways thanks to his efforts. So I just wanted to say that to my good old buddy. Before I place in nomination your successor, and I am honored and delighted to do that, David M. Mason has been serving as a commissioner of this agency since 1998, and he has served that time with great distinction. He's known throughout the building for his graciousness as well as for his intellect, a man for the quality of his heart as well as for the quality of his intellect. He's not, for technical reasons, a lawyer, but he knows the law as well as anyone in this building and perhaps anyone in this country. Before he came to the commission, he served as a senior fellow in Congressional Studies at the Heritage Foundation, a gentleman and a scholar. And before that, he was Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense and helped to guide base closing legislation to a successful conclusion. So that was, I think, good training for some of the negotiations that he's had since he's been here. He also served on Capitol Hill, first as legislative assistant to Senator John Warner, then working up the chain of command in the congressional office, legislative director to Representative Tom Bliley, and finally staff director, that's the big cheese, to then House Republican Whip Trent Lott. And he's also been active in a lot of political campaigns and has run for office himself, so his knowledge of politics is both broad and deep. But I want to point out a couple of personal things about Dave that are most striking to me. Dave was last chairman in 2002, which was a banner year for the commission because that's when BCRA passed, and the agency was faced with an extraordinary obligation to work like I think it had never worked in its history, to get out the soft money regs in 90 days and all the other regs within, was it 270 days? And I know, because I was outside the building then, that a lot of people outside the building did not think that that would get done, that those statutory deadlines would be met, but they were under Dave's leadership. But that wasn't enough for Dave, because not only did he lead the agency through its most hectic and busy and intensely scrutinized year in its history, probably, but that wasn't busy enough for him. So in the middle of that year, he taught himself Polish, took his entire family, his wife and six children, to Poland, and adopted four more children. As a parent of three, I often feel like, I've got kind of a challenging household, and I will say that I'll match my three against most people's six, but at 10, you definitely have me outranked. I can't begin to imagine the logistics that go on in managing a household of 12 people. And his kids are all homeschooled, which leads me to the conclusion that the only person I know who may be more impressive than Dave is his wife, Margaret, who is a wonderful person, and I've had the pleasure of knowing her these last few years also. Actually, I think she may be more impressive than you are, Dave. But
I'll not dispute it.
Wise move. The other striking incident that's happened since I've known Dave is that I don't know, maybe, I can't remember exactly when it was, might have been a year or two after he expanded his family. Dave awoke one night in the middle of the night to find that his house was on fire and was seriously ablaze and, in fact, burned to the ground within a very, very short period of time. And I think it's a tribute to the leadership and organizational skills that he and his wife bring to their family and have taught their children, and the caring that they have taught their children, that everyone cares for each other and looks out for each other, that despite the fact that they had very little time, all 12 of the people in that household got out safely that night. And the fire department, when they got there, was just bowled over by the efficiency with which they managed to get everybody out in those hectic circumstances in the middle of the night, and said that if they hadn't been as efficient as they had been, if they hadn't actually trained fire drills, I understand, which really impressed me. And I've since at least bought fire ladders for my house, which I understand came in handy that night, that they would not have had such a good result, and we're all thankful that they did. But, you know, he still, in the middle of all that, moved his family to temporary quarters, rebuilt his house, and had to buy everything all over again because they lost everything in the fire. And through all of that, he continued to work as diligently as ever, and we barely saw him miss a beat. So when I place Dave Mason's name in nomination as chairman of this commission, I am nominating a man who has been tested metaphorically and literally by fire. And I know that the agency will be in very, very able hands. It sounds like we've got an animal. Sorry. As I build to the climax, it sounds like there's something growling in here. What is that? I think I'd better quit while I'm ahead, Mr. Chairman. It's my distinct pleasure and honor to move the nomination of David M. Mason as chairman of the Federal Election Commission for 2008.
I guess there's some comfort in knowing the roofers are hard at work. Very good.
Well, they're snoring up there. I don't know what that is.
Commissioner Weintraub has so moved. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, Commissioner Weintraub's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-0, with myself, Commissioner Weintraub, Commissioners Walther, and Von Spakovsky voting in favor.
I just want to thank Commissioner Weintraub for that embarrassingly gracious nomination.
Okay. As to the position of vice chairman of the Federal Election Commission, Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, I thought that noise might be some of the political classes in town growling about the decisions we made here today.
Sounds like a bear.
I'm going to nominate the vice chairman. Before doing that, I want to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your leadership this year, and point out that once again that under the leadership of Chairman Toner last year and your leadership this year, I think the FEC has had the two most successful years in its 32-year history, collecting the largest civil penalties ever, and all the other accomplishments you did. And that's only possible because of the great leadership in a bipartisan way that you exhibited. And I want to thank you for that. Commissioner Walther practiced law with a law firm that he co-founded in 1972 before moving to Washington to take up this position here. He's a former member of the Board of Governors of the ABA. He's currently their co-chair of the ABA Center for Human Rights. He was appointed by the ABA president to serve as the ABA representative to the UN and served on the executive board of the ABA Central European and Eurasian Law Initiative, which oversees the ABA's democracy program in over 21 countries. So not only has he been concerned about democracy in the United States, but has put a lot of his time and effort in helping build up democracies in other countries. He's also the former president of the State Bar of Nevada, the Western States Bar Conference, and the National Caucus of State Bar Associations. All of those posts are posts that show the respect and esteem that his fellow lawyers hold him in, and all of those, I think, say a lot about how good of a lawyer he is. There is one other post I have to mention, which I think gives him the best experience in the world for the rough and tumble of the political world of Washington, and that's the fact that he's the former president of the Reno Rodeo Association. And I think the experience of the rough and tumble of bull riding is probably very similar to being a commissioner at the FEC. I want to say that having personally served with Commissioner Walther for the last 2 years, I can attest the fact that he's not only a very good lawyer, but he's an individual with a great deal of integrity who does his best to be fair and impartial in the work we do at this agency, which involves enforcing the law in one of the most sensitive and important areas of the First Amendment, which is the election process.
He's a lawyer's lawyer, and when I first got out of law school and started practicing, the first senior partner I worked for once told me, and I think it's very true, that if you can say of a lawyer that that his word is his bond, and that you know that you can trust that he will say, he will do what he says he will do, that's the best kind of lawyer. And that describes Commissioner Walther, I think, to a T. It's been a privilege to serve with him, and it's a great honor to be able to nominate him to be vice chairman in 2008.
Very good. Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion has been adopted by a vote of 4-0 with myself and the vice chairman and Commissioner Weintraub and Von Spakovsky voting in favor. Commissioner Walther.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I want to deeply say how much I appreciate those very kind comments. It's often said that nomination speeches are exaggerated. I'm glad you've been willing to carry on with that tradition. And I deeply appreciate that. It's an honor to be nominated by you. I consider just being a commissioner a great honor. I feel an obligation to say a few words right now about that. It wasn't an easy decision to come to Washington after practicing with a firm you formed for. My firm was in existence for 33 or 34 years, a wonderful group of people. And I gave a lot of hard thought about doing that, what it would mean, what kind of contribution you could make, what the heck was this agency really about inside and out. And it was a very hard decision, and looking back, it's one I never would have missed. It's been a wonderful opportunity to meet some great people and do the best you can at some very valuable things and the chores that were assigned. I wanted to say a word of special respect for our chairman, Bob Lenhardt, because this year he was tasked with some very hard issues to cause us to focus on. And at the same time, he was inclined to want to innovate and do some new things that I think have really made a difference in the way, the quality of the way we do our work. This is not a derogation of former Chairman Toner. I happen to think he was a wonderful chairman and a very diplomatic, bright man who saw us through some very difficult issues with great finesse and was a wonderful way to see leadership at the very outset of walking in the door here. But this year has been especially difficult. We've been through these tough issues. We've been faced with a number of challenges and some new fiscal opportunities. We've really at his and Commissioner Weinhardt's, Weintraub's initiation over the years, I'm told, and really brought some new issues that have been long dormant to the head and voted on them, open hearings being one, best efforts, policy directives to provide greater guidance to the community that's being regulated in addition to the daily work that we do. So it's been a very nice opportunity to have a chance to be led by him this year. I want to thank Commissioner Weintraub for really serving as an early mentor here and convincing me that this is a pretty good spot. And when I came here to decide really kind of how this agency worked and take a look at the inside, this was the first face that I met, that smiley face, and really has been a wonderful person to work with. But I want to thank her for the initiation that she gave me that caused it to be a major factor in being here. It's going to be a great year of leadership under Chairman Mason. I think he'll probably try and run us like he does his family. I think we'll find a lot of organizational skills be brought to bear on us, much needed. He's got a great way about him to see a way to find compromise without sacrificing principle. It's been amazing to me to see someone look at the broader impact of some of these very complicated regulations and think of policies he was talking about today down the pike. And it's going to be very interesting to see him bring us through after some major transition has occurred. I want to also say that Commissioner Von Spakovsky has been a terrific person to work with. I find him to be a very fine commissioner. He knows the law. He thinks the law. He gives very cogent arguments. Those of you who have sat here day in and day out understand that he has really a great ability to focus on important issues and cause us to focus on them as well. And it's also been very enjoyable to work with him because if you ask the commissioner how he stands on an issue, you usually find out very quickly, and this is good. You learn where you can make compromise, where it's not possible, and to go on from there, and that's been a real pleasure. One more thing that I think is important to mention in this particular context is how much we value the people outside the community to help give us a direction that works. And you've seen us, especially the last two meetings, for example, respond very dramatically to the input that we have received from the community. We value that opinion greatly, and it may seem frustrating to many of the people who write to us and give opinions and criticize us to think that we really are immune to that, but that's not the case. I mean, we really do pay attention to the people outside these walls and look to them for guidance, and sometimes very quickly we'll find ourselves taking a 180-degree turn just because of that. As I said before the Senate committee in our hearing in June 13th, I think, one of the finest experiences I had is to find out what a great staff we have here. To the person, it's been a great experience for me to see how a federal agency can work in such a wonderful way with fine people who've been here forever, Mary Dove, and people who, we learn to work with day in and day out, and Joe Stoltz and others who have given their career and the best of their years. Not that there's not plenty left to this great agency, and. So it's been really one of the finest experiences I've had, and I want to thank personally Brad Deutsch, who's been my EA, and since I was a freshman here, he led me graciously through the thickets of agency policies and processes and politics, and as well as through the other issues that we've had to face. And I think we have overlooked on occasion, because we are constantly giving press releases about what we're doing internally, and the chairman touched on that, and the chairman Mason. But really, we have done. There's really no stone has been left unturned in terms of trying to figure out how to improve our agency internally. And I think a lot has been done. I can't compare it with previous years, but I'm convinced from looking at it that this last 12 months and 24 months has really changed the way we do business and will in the future. We have new people at our leadership. Patrina Clark has reorganized a number of these agencies in a very sensible way to give greater responsibility and line of control. We have a new CFO who responds directly to us. We have a new, as we know, general counsel. We have revised all of our internal directives that have been really unchanged for almost 30 years. Most of them have been adopted over 30 years ago. They're all undergoing new scrutiny. We've completely tightened up our financial oversight over the way we do business. We've set internal goals. All these things are not noticed by the outside, but they really have made us a much better agency. And the last comment I'll make is really one about the value of this agency. I think Commissioner Von Spakovsky mentioned the fact that I've had experience in providing technical assistance to other countries, and there is no country that I've had experience with, and that's been over the years, who wouldn't look with great envy in their country of an agency like ours who provides total transparency or great transparency over the way money operates in campaigns. And most people in most civilized countries or otherwise cannot believe the great function that this provides in a budding democracy or even a mature democracy. And the transparency really is the bedrock of the success of any democracy, I'm convinced.
And this agency plays one of the most pivotal roles in our country and is a great I think, beacon of hope for other countries. So I would like to see our role continue to be effective in that and really advance our role, maybe working with other governments or other agencies within our government to give greater technical assistance to other countries to show what really can be done here. So once again, I apologize for the length of this, but I think the opportunity for me was necessary to say a few words, and thank you once again for the confidence in voting me to be vice chair.
Good. Thank you. Other comments, thoughts, suggestions?